Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, we can't be scared of the expectation. There's going to be expectations next year. You guys know it. Last year, there was no expectations. And, you know, everybody's writing rosy articles. And, you know, this group is a good team. It's becoming a good team. And that's great. But how do you do that with expectations? There's guys that are starting to get bigger contracts. There's guys that are starting to get noticed nationally. There's going to be lofty expectations next year.
Sabres captain Kyle Okposo, still the captain. I mean, they don't wear jerseys right now to show a C, but he didn't get stripped.
He didn't get asked about that, right?
I don't think so.
I did have the thought, they probably wouldn't want to do this because this would indicate, hey, this is it. And maybe he doesn't want that. Would they, like, have him split the captaincy with whoever's next for, like, a year? Co-captains, like, kind of let groom him into it a little bit.
Even co-captains, only one can wear the C.
That's right. Briere and Drury would just rotate, what, every other game?
Home and Road.
Oh, it was Home and Road?
It was Home and Road.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, it was Home and Road.
Just a thought. Like, maybe him and Dahlin will split it until Okposo's gone, and then it's all Dahlin.
Yeah.
He kind of grows into being the captain under Okposo's tutelage.
Good morning, Jeremy White, Jody Biasi. If you're up early with us, good morning. Jim tweeted at us before we even came on the air and said, the moment where you're out of the house before Jer and Joe are even on the air.
Wow.
And I thought there's only...
Where is he going? Work?
So that's what I thought. Obviously, people work. The only other things I could think of were flight.
I was going to say airport, yeah.
Or golf. And the answer is school field trip.
Oh, school field trip. School field trip that early. You're going a little ways away, aren't you?
You would think. Unless you're going to a place where they do stuff in the morning.
School field trip heading into Memorial Day. Is that like a is that like a DC trip?
DC? Eighth grade DC trip? We took an eighth grade DC trip.
Ours was in fifth grade? Sixth grade? Maybe it was eighth. No, you're right. It would have been eighth. Yeah, that could Memorial Day weekend, right? 3-day weekend.
No.
You're leaving the Friday before. That could be the DC trip.
What else?
Jim, if you're still listening, tweet at us.
Yeah, where are you going?
I'm interested now.
What field trips did you take? There's Mumford. You guys go to Mumford?
No. Okay, I don't think I know what that is.
It's in Rochester. It's like the old community in Rochester, Colonial. We went to Mumford. I remember that one, of course.
Penn Dixie.
I don't know what that is.
That's like a nature preserve and like a fossil park.
Okay.
Like there's dinosaur bones there. So science, you know, field trip.
The planetarium. Falls? The falls, the planetariums.
Yeah.
The what? Like a, do you go to a farm?
If you took
a dairy farm?
If you took 7th grade French class at Orchard Park like me, there was a yearly trip to Quebec City.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds
nice.
Which
was the only reason why I took French, and then the trip didn't happen. Because not enough people signed up or something.
If we're doing stuff like Quebec City, can I get a company to put on adult field trips?
I think that might be a thing.
It is? What do you call it?
Aren't there like group tour trip? I don't even know what to call it. You're right. I don't know what to call it.
A little bit. I mean, you could book Bill's Dolphins with a travel company. But I'm saying I want an adult field trip where they offer you, hey, we're going to go to Cleveland for a weekend and learn about this thing. I'll go.
You want an adult field trip to Cleveland.
I mean, I don't know where I want the field trip to go.
Uh-huh.
But I would like adult field trips. This is right along my line of thinking for adult dorms. Why don't we have adult dorms?
You just want to do everything like
yes,
from before we were adults, but as adults.
I want to know what it feels like to not have any responsibility again. Yes.
Yeah.
And just be able to pick up and go to somewhere on an adult field trip.
Yeah. An adult field trip. There's got to be a name for this. This has to be something. Or if not, then you have a window, a business opportunity here.
I do. We'll make some app.
Get a bus. See who wants to pay whatever for tickets and go to Cleveland.
If I know the business model in the modern day world, I create an app called Field Trip and I change one of the I's to a Y.
Yeah, you're in.
That's it. Misspell a word and you've got a business.
Yep.
That's how it works.
Just put a little logo in there that doesn't mean anything, but just kind of looks cool and you're off and running.
So Kyle Poso said yesterday that you set the goal of winning the Stanley Cup and the window is opening. Should Kevin Adams be ready to push forward with that mindset? You can give us a call.
He's got me looking at Frank Cervelli posted earlier in the week his top 50 free agents, and he's got me thinking about a lot of names on this list. Not all of them at the same time. Cervelli also included, he actually got it from an analytics site, projected contracts for each of these players. And isn't July 1st this year the most interesting that it's been since when? Like, they don't have to do anything. They don't have to do anything.
Nope.
But they have more money than everybody in the league. And if they want to do one big thing, they could do one big thing and have $10 million in cap left over and have plenty of money left over still to pay Power and Dahlin and maybe Mittelstadt. They could Damon Severson. He is Cervelli's number one free agent. Mm. Right shot defenseman, 28 years old. He had 40 points. He's got him at 6 years, $6 million. That's a lot, but they could do that.
Did Don Granato coach him in the U.S. development program at any point?
Great question.
You got to ask it every time. Free agent, you have to ask if they played for Carolina or if they wrestled. Yeah. And for the Sabres, it's did Don Granato coach him at any point?
Yeah. He is Canadian, so I'm guessing that did not happen. Hmm. But man, like I've got a little appeal to see them do like one big thing in free agency, or two medium things, more than they did last year, which was like nothing.
Yeah. Last year was a flyer on a goalie and Labushkin, and that's about it.
So what, they spent $2 million total last year, for $3 million between
the
two.
Not much.
What do they spend in free agency this year? What's the over under? $5.5 million. Would you take the over or under for what they spend in free agency?
That's a good one. I would take the under.
You would take under $5.5 million.
Under $5.5 million of AAV on free agency, yeah. They might make a trade. That doesn't count. But, yeah, I would take the under.
But it's the same philosophy. You're adding a veteran to the group because, all right, the Poso even said it. Time to win.
Yeah. David and Elmo. Good morning, David. Happy Friday. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Happy Friday. I was all set for a half day today, and then Joe mentions having what's his name as captain? I forget why.
Dahlin?
Yeah. Why do you? This is not the first time I heard you say it, Joe. What? You know, I wanted to have a relaxing weekend, and you keep mentioning Dahlin.
What is the issue? I guess. What is the issue?
I would think that Tuck would be the better choice. He's both defensively and offensively. I mean, the guy's stealing pucks all the time and then creating offensive chances.
I'm not saying Tuck would not also make a fine captain. What is the problem with Dahlin being the captain, though?
I don't think he's the whole package.
You don't think he's the whole package? What?
Well, defensively, he's the whole package. I'm just saying I understand, yes. He's great offensively, offensive defenseman, but I just don't think he's more complete than Tuck is. The whole way around. Maturity, everything.
I mean, he's not as old. I mean, I'm taking some of my cues from Paul here, too, that like he's more vocal in the room than he's ever been. And he had way more attitude on the ice than he ever did last year. Like, who was the one guy like getting into it with other teams on a day-to-day basis? It was him and Jeff Skinner.
Right. Okay. I got you. But on a relaxing note, okay, to make me feel calm for this weekend, Jeremy?
Yeah.
You have a great idea. With the field trips.
Yeah, adult field trips.
They have field trips for kids, and then they have field trips for seniors. There's nothing for middle-agers.
Let's go.
I think you're onto something here. Let's do this.
All right.
Field trips for seniors. That's a thing already?
Probably. I did get one response about how like assisted living facilities would go. Yeah, that's right. What about us?
Yeah.
Outside of a sports trip, you could probably find a group that's putting together a bus that goes to the London game. Like, I've done that before.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, here you go. The last time...
It's only ever sports, though, right?
It is. The last time I went on a field trip...
Oh.
There's two.
Carolina?
Carolina Game 5. Yeah. Or maybe the year after would have been Columbus. The station sent a group of people to Columbus for a Sabres game against the Jackets. But yeah, Carolina Game 5 was 30 people get on a bus, drive down there... We all go out to dinner, we spend the night, we get up the next morning, go to the game, spend the night, and come back. That was a field trip.
Hmm.
And there's probably a lot of you out there that have done... Well, when's the last time you did it where it wasn't sports?
I was going to say, like, do you want it to not be sports?
No, that's fine. Sports does give us adult field trips, but...
Because, for instance...
That's about it.
Like, if you wanted to, I don't know, do a field trip to New York City, I'm trying to see, like... Like our Arsenal is in New York City in July.
Okay.
You want to do an Arsenal field trip?
I don't.
No.
No. I've seen them in England. It'd be like, I don't know, it just feels like it wouldn't be the same.
Nonetheless. Field trip to Denver.
Ooh, that's a fun one.
Yeah.
Field trips. So adult field trips.
Non-sports field trips. Because you're right. Like you hear about like you know that they happen in sports, but We're thinking just, hey, I have nothing to do 3 weekends from now. I go to some website and, oh, okay, there are 30 people going to Tulsa. Now let me go see what Tulsa's all about.
Right. On the idea of Darlene as captain, you know, anytime anybody's going to call about Darlene, Dave, I'm just going to say what I said to somebody a couple months ago, which is he's as good as Josh Allen. Just square with that. He is as good as his job as Josh Allen is at his.
It sounds nuts, which is not
pretty much like consensus. Maybe not consensus. There are more defensemen than there are quarterbacks, but he's pretty close to considered like one of the top three defensemen in the sport. And the numbers back it up.
Yeah.
Both offensively and defensively, he's incredible.
There's another thing at play there. I'm not saying this is the caller when he says that he doesn't think Darlene's the whole package to be the captain, but there's a thing in the back of my mind that I just am waiting for it to burst at every moment when someone wants to tell me Darlene shouldn't be the captain, that he's European.
Yeah.
And that there have been... Do you know how many European captains there have ever been in the NHL?
Is it like three?
Three. Chara.
Ovechkin.
Oh, Ovechkin.
Chara, Ovechkin, and Sedin.
Lidstrom.
Wow.
And that's it. McGillney wore it, I think, on an interim basis here.
The Sedins weren't for ever, a couple games. Ever a captain?
I don't have them on the list I'm looking at.
Hmm.
I'll double check that. But the list I have says there have been three European captains ever. So what? It's not allowed? Or just there's a culture in the sport where it doesn't happen? And Darlene, I mean, what to me, he checks all the boxes. I'm not someone that really thinks the captaincy matters all that much anyway. If the Sabres said we're not going to have a captain anymore, I'd be like, okay, fine. But three European captains ever? This is Darlene's team, right? Is he not the face of the franchise? And that's not the sole purpose why you would give it to him. He has been more vocal. He's the guy that's shouting at the Florida Panthers at the beginning of the year, come find me in 5 minutes in the hallway.
That's right.
So, like, he's not, you know, the quiet guy that he probably was when he first showed up here, when he was speaking broken English. So, I think it's going to be Darlene, and I would have zero issue with that.
Brandon writes in Landeskog.
Landeskog, too. Maybe I'm looking at an outdated list.
That's four. But still, the point is...
But there's very few.
And how many European head coaches, a point you brought up yesterday, right? How many European head coaches are there?
There hasn't been one. Someone tweeted at me, there hasn't been one since Ivan Hlinka, who was the Penguins coach when they beat the Sabres in 01.
Wow.
That's the last European head coach in the NHL. So, yeah.
No European has been hired as an NHL head coach since, yeah, Chicago's Alpo Suominen and Pittsburgh's Ivan Hlinka. What about Kruger?
He's from Winnipeg.
But he was a resident of Southampton.
He went to Europe and then came back.
Yes.
You know, I got an email from a guy yesterday. This is kind of funny, and this is not exactly I'm not trying to go after Kruger more than we all have in our lives on this station, but someone wrote to me, hey, I'm glad when he got hired, you know, I remember you being on board. I'm glad you finally saw the light. This was a comment about like yesterday. Yeah. And I said, did you miss the 2 years where we just begged them to fire him?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yes, I actually during COVID, I kind of tuned things out. And I thought to myself, imagine having missed the Kruger era and have people tell you about it. So really,
you couldn't believe
you
it.
Couldn't people wouldn't believe you on the things. What do you mean? What do you mean? Jeff Skinner was a healthy scratch?
Yeah.
Yes. Really? Among other things, yeah.
Among like 15 other things. Like Casey Mittelstadt was on the taxi squad, is one. He's putting up 60 points now. Like he couldn't even get on a regular line to practice. Wasn't even on the healthy scratch list because he was on the taxi squad.
More European captains, Saku Koivu, Matt Sundin.
Yeah, there have been more, whatever list I was looking at, it was three, maybe there were like number, or there were, I don't know what the list was. It was from the double IHF website, but it was from years ago.
Okay.
So it's not an updated list.
Okay. 803-0550. Paul at the top of the hour to chat with us about Kyle Okposo and the Amherst last night. When we get back, let's play that clip that everyone in the golf community is mad about Michael Block for. So if you're seeing, you might be seeing Michael Block, he's catching strays sometimes, as they say, as the golf world turns its magical story into a, okay, buddy, thanks. It's a nice story. Maybe step out of the spotlight. Comments that surfaced. We'll get to those next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.